New Jersey could ban gambling ads near schools and colleges. New Jersey legislators are evaluating new restrictions on gambling advertisements with a particular focus on their proximity to schools and colleges. A measure approved by a state assembly panel last week would authorize the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement to prohibit the display of gambling-related advertisements in or near educational institutions and in media channels that have a strong appeal to individuals under the legal gambling age of 21. The proposed legislation includes a provision requiring a comprehensive study on the impact of gambling advertisements. It focuses particularly on the influence of specific words, phrases, and visual presentation on consumer behavior. This analysis aims to determine whether certain language or typographic styles encourage more responsible gambling behavior or, conversely, lead to increased gambling activity that may result in harm. The scope of the study would also encompass the effectiveness of such ads among different audiences, including problem gamblers, self-excluded individuals, and those who are underage. In recent years, major gambling operators in the U.S. have voluntarily implemented advertising guidelines intended to promote responsible marketing and reduce the potential for regulatory intervention. In 2023, the U.S. gambling industry adopted a marketing code of conduct that included key restrictions. This code disallows partnerships between sportsbooks and colleges that would promote sports betting, prohibits payments to college or amateur athletes for use of their name, image, or likeness, and eliminates the use of the terms free or risk-free in promotional betting offers, which had previously drawn criticism for being misleading. Additional gambling harm reviews necessary. The bill currently under consideration by New Jersey lawmakers goes a step further by calling for a scientific review of gambling advertising strategies. The study would investigate whether different types of messaging are more effective at reaching and influencing specific segments of the population, especially those vulnerable to gambling harm. It would also examine whether repeated exposure to the same words or promotional language reduces their impact over time, potentially dulling the effectiveness of responsible gambling messages. Once completed, the study's findings would be submitted to the Division of Gaming Enforcement, which would then be responsible for identifying between 3 and 10 mandatory words or phrases to be included in all gambling advertisements. These mandatory elements would be added to the already required inclusion of the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline, a resource for individuals seeking support with gambling problems. The legislation sets a 1-year timeline for the completion of the study. Lawmakers intend to use its findings to craft more informed advertising policies that can better safeguard vulnerable groups while preserving legal gambling activities for adults.